Well, thanks for attending the Learning to Fingerpick guitar lesson. First thing you're going to do is take a look at your chords. You got an E chord, an A chord, B7 chord, back to the E. With your right hand thumb, you're going to be going back and forth between the alternating bass between. With the E chord, it's going to be back and forth between the 6th and 5th string. Now just practice that over and over again. Get it nice and clear and steady. For the A chord, just shift down to the 5th and 4th string. For the B7 chord, go to the 5th and 1st, 5th and 4th. Back to the E chord. And try and put that all together like in the first line. Now in the next line, I'm going to be pinching the first string while I'm playing the 6th string. So I'm going to be playing the 2 strings together, and with my right hand, you can use either your middle finger or your first finger, depending on what's more comfortable. That's up to you. So it's going to sound like this. And you're going to repeat that over and over again. When you get that down, the next segment is we're going to be playing that first string, but not pinching it, but we're going to be playing it in between the first 2 beats. And you notice there's like, it's a bar above that. It looks like an eighth, well, it's an eighth note. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. Put this together in the next line. And the next 2 measures would sound like this. So we're either pinching or playing notes in between. Here's our last little exercise that you can practice. This goes from all the chords using everything we've talked about so far.